There are currently around 6,000 British nationals studying in China. Earlier this month, Long Long began learning Mandarin at Beijing-based Tsinghua University, one of China's top schools, in an attempt to become more rounded when looking for a job.
I think that the main difference is between the education system in China and Britain is in Britain it seems there's a much bigger importance placed on the social aspect of studying as well. But in China, I think that people work a lot more hard and the programs are a bit more intense. I have to return to Britain to complete one more year of my course before I graduate, but I would definitely be open to the possibility of coming back to China once I've graduated. It depends mostly on what opportunities I get with jobs, and if I have a job that allows me to work in China, I would definitely consider it.
Tighter ties between China and the UK in recent years has led to a sharp rise in the number of British students traveling to China to study. To maintain this trend, British Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, has pledged his government will recruit an additional 5,000 UK students to learn Mandarin before 2020. China is also the largest source of foreign students in Britain. 150,000 Chinese nationals are currently studying in the country. Yu Jianyi majored in public policy at the University of London. She says Chinese students attending British schools need to learn in a different way from what they were accustomed to in China. You have to spend quite some time in libraries after classes or you will fall back. My classmates came from around the world. Our in-class discussions were quite different from the process at Chinese schools. Most foreign students are outspoken. The questions we discussed usually had more than one answer.
Du Li works for a Beijing-based consultancy which recruits Chinese students to study abroad. She says there are good reasons why British schools are attractive to Chinese students.
British schools are becoming more popular with Chinese students, largely due to their flexible teaching methods and their reasonable curriculum designs. On top of this, the quality of education in the UK is widely recognized.
The Chinese and British governments have already signed an ambitious framework to expand collaboration across higher, vocational, and grade school education, on top of closer collaboration in sports education. Chinese Education Minister Yuan Guiren says it's steps like these which will help increase ties between the two countries.
Improved education partnerships will benefit the two countries' education sectors and their students. It will also ensure a promising future, as bilateral relationships are going to be handled by the youth in the years to come.
As part of his time in the UK, Chinese President Xi Jinping has taken time out to tour Imperial College in London. Observers are suggesting the tour could be a sign the Chinese government may be preparing to make education a higher priority in China-UK ties in the future. For CI, I'm Mo Wen.